Okay. Well, we were two-thirds Minutemen.
Yeah.
Edward came and he helped us. His friend told him to go and join this band and called me up on the phone. I didn't know you had to pay money to be listed. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was great.
Absolutely. Truly. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Take care.
Safe seas.
Well, that's going to do it for us this week here. Let me tell you. I am not on the top of my game, but certainly when the internet is conspiring against you, it can make things feel like you are doubly so. Doubly deficient? How about that? Regardless, we made it through. And I want to thank everybody for sticking around. Mr. X and Drowsy and looks like Imagino's probably already hit the dusty trail. So did Coelacanth. Oh, it was nice for our Univac to pop in. Thank you very much. And I hope the Ramen City Kid is still out there. But I understand it's a late night. Sometimes you gotta turn in. And this was a mega dose of the Minutemen. So sometimes you need to go and listen to something a little soothing. Oh, hey, Cat in the Chat. Nice to see you. Yeah, hoping by next week we will be back at a much higher capacity, and in doing so, we are also going to be running into Mr. X Zeries of Zeri on himself. He's going to join us for our program next week on October 17th, as we get lost in a haunted house, which will be a lot of fun. I'm very excited about that. And then October 24th, that is going to be a very, very, very special creation of a lost Mystery Science Theater episode that I have assembled for us. It's me and Mitch instead of Mike and the Bots or Joel and the Bots or whoever in the Bots these days. We're making fun of the magnetic monster on the 24th. It's going to be fun. We're going to be nice and goofy, and you can enjoy the show. And then on the 31st, it's going to be me and Heather taking calls, taking your ghost stories, putting them on Sheena's Jungle Room for listeners. And as Mr. Fab pointed out, we had other DJs on the stream send in stories, and we had all sorts of other fun stuff going on, so... I think if you got a ghost story of any kind, a paranormal encounter, an eerie part of the house that when you walk past, you get a little shiver down your spine and you've never really been able to explain why. Maybe the Sheena's jungle stream cuts out at you on you in just the most inopportune moment, and it really panics you for a few minutes. Whatever your story is, save it for October 31st, Halloween night, as Heather and I do our best to take your calls and stories and spin them into a web of wonder. Thanks for listening, Laura Panic and Drowsy. So yeah, we got a lot of Hellraiser activity going on the channel is what we're saying here. And hopefully the lost week last week will be a thing of the past. And I shan't worry you anymore. Please, do not. What else? Oh, and I am covering for Hysterica on the 16th if you want to hear a little bit of Goulardi, which... I know Mr. X and I are fans of Goulardi, so yeah, that might be a good thing for you as well. And anyway, let's close things up here. You guys are wonderful. You guys are beautiful. And without you, there would be no program. Be seeing you.
You want the best mistaken thing?
Yes, please. State.
Okay, so, this is... I don't know why, but there's Montclair and Claremont right next to each other.
Oh, sure.
Right? Just reverse the names. It's Inland Empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
SoCal. Okay. But Green Door is the club. I'm about to go. There's a little tell edition, right? That's all crack out. This is not this heavy kind of pad. Anyway, gig's a gig. Work the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
About to go on stage. And here's a uniform hombre guy, you know, policeman. And with a plainclothes FBI man.
Whoa.
You're Mr. Watt? You know, I got the bass on, right? And I'm on the side. I'm not on the stage.
Right.
You're Mr. Watt? Yeah. And were you in Pennsylvania going across the state line to Ohio and with this lady and actually young woman, you know, the girl? Mm-hmm. No, sir. Not on tour. And, you know, I would do that anyway. And,
sure.
By the way, this ain't Minutemen. This is Fire Hose Days.
Right.
By the way, can I? You said you had a picture of me, because that's what happened when the guy said, "Mr., is this you?"
Right.
And you look like your picture. And he puts it out, and it's there's no you. I mean, there is a you. It's Firehouse. It's like some Raleigh power ballad band with the hair. I remember these guys. Same band. Yeah, I know. I did these gigs. There'd be this little crowd of guys with the hair. Like, why are we here?
Oh,
anyway. Yeah. The guy, the uniform guy kind of giggles. And the other man is like, I'm sorry, sir. And I got to go play the gig. And, yeah.
Connection between the yellow. Valley.
Anyway. Okay, thanks for having me aboard, truly, anytime.
Yeah, yeah, thank you so much. Have a good afternoon.
Same with you. When you get a new batch of music, come back on, please.
Mutations.
The next person we've got on the show is somebody who's done one of the best versions of one of our songs ever. That's what me and Paul think, and George and Ringo.
Castle, you are invited to Lambda Castle. We guess just a step away and have some fun today. Hooray for Lambda Castle!